And it's time to go in. Closing presented by Light and State Bank. Grow strong with us here on Pella Dutch Live. It's a split for the Dutch. Newton defeating Pella in game one, 11-10. Here in game number two, 7-0. We're here with our McCall Monument Monumental Player of the Game. Her first career varsity shutout, Ava Rowe in the center circle. First of all, Ava, huge congratulations. What does it mean to be able to celebrate your first win here at home and to be able to have a great defense behind you that helped you out?
Yeah, it's really special to me because I feel like our team, we have a lot of energy, and we were really able to put it together tonight. And obviously it was a shutout, but I could not have done it without the defense I have and all the outfielders and infielders that made great plays tonight.
Well, and we talk about this team being the defending champions. One of the big graduates was the pitcher, and you and Sam are having to fill some pretty big shoes. But you, the defense behind you, a lot of them are champions themselves. How has that helped you even in games like tonight, knowing that all nine players behind you have been in the big moment?
I think it's really helped just because people have all that experience and they know how to calm the nerves. Like, specifically, Sheck has done a great job of talking to me and just talking me down. And I think it's just really special just knowing everybody who has that experience, to knowing that, like, if I need to throw a pitch that's not necessarily the greatest pitch and I'm not having the greatest inning, that they're going to back me up and they're going to help me.
And just in terms of your development, knowing that you've got 5 or so weeks before the postseason get better, how are you taking those learning opportunities day to day, and how are you trying to develop yourself between you and Sam, knowing that the two of you are going to be relied on for some big innings against some really good teams?
Yeah, I think even in the spring, we've learned really well to work together. And so I think, like, coming up with Carlisle and Norwalk, we'll have to, like, learn how to split games a little better and just, like, using each of our strengths. And I think that's – we played spring ball together, so that also helped a lot.
We're here with Ava Rowe. She is the pitcher of record here, a complete game shutout over Newton. And very different than how your debut went last week. What did you learn even from Indianola in terms of just this level of competition, right? And you're going to see this night in, night out. And how have you embraced that growth opportunity to say, hey, there might be some nights where you give up a few runs, but you can bounce back and have a night like tonight?
Just to keep, like, a next play mentality. I feel like at Indianola, there were some innings that I just got stuck in what I was doing. And this game, I feel like I really just tried to go next pitch.
And for you, in terms of your own development, how much fun and confidence does it give you? You know, Newton just scored 10 runs in 3 innings coming in. Their bats were really hot. They were feeling it after winning that first game. How much confidence does it give you that you and the defense were able to shut them down over 7 innings?
I think it gives our team a lot of confidence. Like, we have a lot of energy. But to be able to bring the first home win was really, really energizing for us. And it's going to help us tomorrow a lot.
And got a lot of work, as you mentioned. You've got Carlisle this week. You got Norwalk this week. Both were ranked a season ago. Pella Christian's always a tough one on Friday. How do you handle weeks like this, knowing then you got the tournament on Saturday too, knowing you got a lot of games? But how much are you looking forward just to playing a lot of games with this group?
Yes, I'm really looking forward to playing a lot of games. And we have a tournament on Saturday too. But I think that's what's going to really help us grow for the postseason, is just, like, playing every day and getting to know each other better every day is going to help us grow a lot.
And again, I've talked to a couple of the members, especially I know some of the seniors who I got to see at Drake Stadium, about the goals of this team last year was such a magical run. How do you try to know that, you'd love to have that success again, but how do you also focus on creating your own story and knowing that it's going to look different this year and trying to embrace that?
Yeah, I think our seniors have done a great job of knowing, like, hey, we lost a few great players last year, but, like, let's become our own team, kind of. Like, let's not try to be who we were last year. Let's become a new team that has different energy and just go out there and get as many wins as we can.
Well, and Ava Rowe helps with a big one there, a complete game shutout in the center circle. Pella wins 7-0 in game two over Newton. Ava, nice to get to know you. Glad we can get you on the headset. First of many times we'll have a chat.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Ava Rowe, in closing, presented by Light and State Bank. Grow strong with us. That concludes our broadcast on KRLS 2 and Pella Dutch Live. We'll see you Wednesday for baseball action as the Dutch take on